Well, what's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Monday morning. Well, an ugly weekend by the Phils. We'll obviously talk extensively about it. The Eagles, they look to try to clean up a problem from last year. Bryce Huff looks like he is on the way out the door. We'll get to that. NBA and NHL finals both set. Look, a lot to do today, including your chance to win Phillies tickets. You got to dial. You got to call in. You got to join us at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Antarctica is the world's largest desert.
Wow. That is a fact.
You don't have to have cacti or sand to be a desert. The technical definition of a desert is an area that receives no more than 25 centimeters or 10 inches of precipitation per year.
Well, that's hard to believe. That's a factoid that I did not know. Won't remember, but do enjoy right now. I think that's a cool fact. I like it. You know what's not a cool fact? Ugly baseball.
Yeah.
Ugly baseball. Bad baseball. Now, let me say this. I'm going to be, to me, this is like a little bit of a where are we as a fan base type show. I mean it. I really am curious. I was curious going into yesterday's game, knowing, you know, could win, could lose. Let's see what happens if they get swept, how people react. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's see what happens. I mean, I'm curious where you're at 215-592-9494. Because I'll tell you right out of the gate, there's not going to be a flip out for me. There's not.
No.
There's still.
Nor should there be.
No, there shouldn't be. They're still within a game and a half of the best record in baseball.
Yes.
And they're still one game out of a division
Thank
lead
you.
With a team that's really good also.
Our best player got pegged by a baseball the first at bat of the first game of the last series against the Braves.
Right.
And our team fought. They won that series.
And they are feeling the effect without him.
I think so too.
Yeah, I say it.
So our best bat goes down. Is it any wonder that the bats get cold? No.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not time to panic.
No,
it's not time
no,
to worry.
No.
The team's not in the dumps
now,
and we can use some help here and there, but we are okay. We're still in good shape. And the areas that we need the most help in, I feel like they're addressable. Yes, it's annoying that our shortstop sucks at shortstop, but he can also be an incredible weapon offensively a lot of the time.
So,
and sometimes it's hard to overlook the incredible suckage at shortstop, though.
Yeah, no, I think you hit it there, John. So, again, I really want to see, and line up, guys, 215-592-9494. Get in here and tell us your big picture reaction. Is there a freak out zone for you or not? I'm telling you, for me, there is not. Obviously, you can hear from John, there is not. With that said, there were two things in particular that I thought were really bad this weekend and merit real dives into what the hell was that. The first, obviously, and I'm going sequential, was the Saturday Lizardo thing where he's kept out there to the point where his Cy Young candidacy just gets freaking just rocked.
Torched. Set on fire.
I mean, set on fire. So I felt so bad for him.
And a guy who's up for a contract after.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's so many implications
right.
to it.
Now, you're right. He could be ticked at them. Now, the Machiavellian in me is
76 pitches.
Yeah,
it was 3 1/3.
I know, but here's...
How early should you pull a guy?
7 runs earlier.
Yep. Yeah.
7.
Well, look, they weren't bad pitches. It felt like a lot of the times they were hard and they were, you know, like upper corner quadrant.
You got to protect.
They were reaching
you
that thing.
You got to protect a guy.
Why is it that they all seem to be the four seamer?
I don't know that.
What the heck is going on with that?
I don't know that. Here's what I know. Not Rob Thompson's fault. Bench guy's fault. Topper gets thrown out. Topper got thrown out when Lizardo had given up 5 runs. Then there's a guy, I never heard of him. Normally, you know these Phillies bench guys, the third base, first base, the bullpen, the pitching coach. This Mike Calitri guy, he takes over. Whoever the hell that guy is.
The bench coach.
Yeah, I know. The hell was that? 7 more runs? 7? Mike Calitri? Like, dude, I mean, maybe you're a super nice guy. Maybe you listen to our show. I hope you do. I don't know what that was. I know this. If I'm Lizardo, I'm in a freaking bad mood about it. Now, I will say this. Because this used to be a bigger part of baseball when you go back decades before when you had less starting pitchers out there. Excuse me, less relievers out there. You used to see a starter have to kind of wear it. I remember Shillen in St. Louis in 93. He was getting rocked, and he was in a bad mood, but Fregosi kept him out there. Dutch was yelling at him. It was a hot, sunny day in July. And sometimes, like, you used to only have five relievers in the bullpen. Now you have, like, seven or eight or nine, depending on circumstances sometimes, postseason and all that. So it is there may be something to, you know, Lizardo had to kind of wear it and gets a badge of honor. I mean this. I actually mean this. From the guys for dealing with it, maybe not complain. I don't know. I don't know what he said privately after the game. John, I know this. If I was Lizardo, I'd be really upset. Like, I had front-runner Cy Young capabilities, the resume, let's call it, and capabilities, and now my ERA is like 3.5.
I don't know. If I'm a Lizardo, I'm probably looking at it like, what the heck just happened? It was right. Such a short period of time. It was 3 1/3 innings. It really was fast and furious, and it was he's going four-seam.
But it was 12. But it was 12 runs.
I guess.
12.
I get it, but it was 3 1/3, and it was 76 pitches. And there's something to, like, man, this guy has been so fabulous to this point.
Right.
It's obscene, the number of runs that we're talking about here.
I know.
And it is such a shame that it does seem to, you know, poke a massive hole in side of the whatever boat he was sailing in on the way to a Cy Young.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe that's not what's important. You know, maybe what's important is I do worry that there's something going on with our pitchers. Remember, Romano had something going on where there was tippage with his fastball, or maybe it was just of all his pitches. Why is it? It seemed like, once again, they were so on his fastball yesterday, so much so that it was brought up, you know, on the broadcast.
I don't know the answer to that. Here's what I do know the answer to, though. So, look, you can weigh in on the Lizardo thing. What did you make of it? All right, especially if you were there. If you sat through that nonsense at the stadium,
bless you. You
seriously, right? Like 215-592-9494. Talk to us. I'm really curious your perspective. We don't know what Lizardo was told before the game. I mean, sometimes the pitchers, you know, listen, maybe Rob Thompson didn't prepare him because you don't expect him to implode. Entirely possible. Maybe they talked to him at some point earlier in the game. Because remember, he gave up four in the first. I think it was four in the first. But it was one of, you know, maybe they grabbed him.
It was four in the first.
Yeah, maybe they grabbed him entering the fourth inning. Like, hey, you know, just we're leaning on you, man. Like, we're like, because look, the bullpen has been used a lot. And, you know, you didn't have long man Taiwan at that point because he started on Friday night. All right. So where do you stand on that? But here to me is the bigger thing from the weekend. Because it's Lizardo isn't going to impede them from winning the World Series. What happened? Trey Turner's defense good. That to me yesterday. Matter of fact, let's listen to the moment. Tight game, Phils up one, seventh inning. I think everyone knows Phils didn't win the game. I think everyone knows the biggest reason was this moment. Let's listen.
And the pitch. Swinging a ground ball to short. And Turner booted it. And the game's tied. Right at Trey Turner. And he commits his fifth error of the year. And this game starts over 2-2 here in the seventh.
Part of what makes it problematic, it was so simple.
And it would have ended the inning.
And it's a double play that ends the inning. And then that inning, of course, that goes on to be able to run.
This,
and then two more runs that make it
exactly.
Amazing.
John, this one strikes me as the biggest thing from the weekend as it relates to long-term viability this year to win it all or not. To get close to winning it all or not. And I'm struck by, and I've said this a few times, but I was struck when that moment happened by this fact. The two times the Phillies have won the World Series, 1980 and 2008, they had what, certainly considered by many, the two best defensive shortstops they've ever had. Now look, guys, I can't tell you the 1932 shortstop how good he was, or even who he was. But I know this. Larry Boa, totally legit defensively. Jimmy Rollins, totally legit defensively. There is no debate about that. There is no debate. And so, yes, maybe you can say, well, it's a lot easier when you got Schmitty and Ryan Howard. You got Carlton and Cole Hamels. You know, you got Luzinski and Rose, and you got Utley and Victorino. And that's all true. That is all true. There was a lot of talent on both teams. But, I mean, fundamentally, it is a fact to state when they had Boa or Rollins, not only did they win the World Series, you know, with each of them. But, I mean, sustained success making the playoffs year after year. Now, look, this team has made the playoffs a lot. But, I mean, let's be real. When you evaluate the hitting, the fielding, the running, the pitching of the main guys, of the main guys. Because you're going to have guys in and out. You're always going to have your Kepler, he's here, he's out. Austin Hayes, he's here, he's out. You're always going to have some change there. But when you talk about the main four or five hitters that are going to be here for a long time, the main couple of pitchers are going to be here for a long time, the reality is Trey Turner's defense is the weakest, the worst of all those main guys. And they, I'm talking about the Phillies, John, they made a decision to stick by him this year as the shortstop. And I believe that decision was rooted in fear of a conversation with him. I believe they stuck with Trey Turner because of fear of a tough conversation. And the Phillies, sink or swim, are going to have to live with the consequences of that. That, to me, is what stood out to me the most this weekend, because that's the thing for October, John. It's like, man, they're on a very shaky ground there. Your thoughts?
I don't know anything about whether they feared a conversation, whether if that's the impetus for why he hasn't made this move.
Why isn't he the center fielder?
I think it's absurd that he's not in the outfield.
Yeah. Or even second base.
Sure.
Right?
Just swap the two. Swap Bryson and swap Trey. I don't know why. It feels like, and I hate to say this, it feels like this is like promises were made that are being upheld. That's the worst.
100%.
It shouldn't take place in sports, right? It should be a meritocracy. Not a promisocracy or whatever
would be. Look at Sirianni. Didn't play Bryce off.
Right.
Didn't play him.
That's so respected.
Right?
And that's Vic Fangio saying, I don't care who brought this guy in. He's not my kind of player, and we need to trade him. And so they're trading him. Good. This was different.
Yeah.
I'm not James,
which one bothered you more, or category three? I can't imagine there's a third. I mean, bullpen is a concern, but what bothered you the most this weekend?
Well, the trade events, the play, and to your point, just what bothers me now. They're a good baseball team. I'm not going to freak out over a bad series. I do think it's a fair question to bring up the competition thing. I think that's something to talk about and all that.
Yep.
But I think they're a good team. But to your point, everything I watch, the concerns I have are all through the prism of what could come back and end this team's season.
Yep.
And the defense and the bullpen are the two things that stand out to me right now as the most likely things to end their season.
Yeah, well, no, I think that is true.
But the bullpen is more addressable because
it
of...
is.
And I don't know if it's because of the conversation, Joe, or the need for one or fear of one.
Yep.
But don't you think it's still... like, aren't we holding out some hope that this could still happen, or is it just way too far past the idea of moving Trey?
Not in season.
Not in season.
Really?
No, they've made their bed.
It's just impossible.
They're sleeping
to consider that.
Yeah, they're sleeping in this bed for this year. So,
well,
look, we'll take your reaction. I mean, I think the Lizardo thing was the biggest fiasco from the weekend, clearly. But I do think the Trey thing is the thing that will linger the most as it relates to October. Where do you stand? 215-5.
It's a sick pit in my stomach thinking about October still with Trey Turner at shortstop. And if that's the deal that the devil made.
It's what it is, man.
Oh, it really does sicken me.
It's just what it is. And look, as we saw them get to the Game 6 of the World Series with stop playing shortstop. I mean, you can't act like they couldn't flip them. They could, but they haven't and they won't, at least not this year. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to everything from the weekend. I may sound aggravated, and I am. I'm not flipping out. I'm not. I'm telling you I'm not. They're an outstanding baseball team.
Your voice is raised.
Yeah, I know my voice. It's funny because I noticed. I said I'm not flipping out, and I got a little worked up there for 6 or 7 minutes.